Hello, this is the podcast. We have a podcast! Hey! This is so cool!
Right, breakfast okay. On Midlands 103 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
How are you, by the way? My name is Peter Dunn. I present a show on Midlands 103 weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m, very bright and early 6:30 a.m. And it's called Breakfast with Peter Dunn. And it's all about just having a bit of crack, having a bit of a laugh, and not taking life too seriously. Anyways, enough nonsense out of me. Let's bring you the very first podcast on Breakfast with Peter Dunn. So the only way I could kick off the show, the only way I could do it, was by introducing myself to the world, to the public. But I got somebody else to introduce me, and it's my little girl, Quiva.
What's it like starting a new job?
When you start a new job, it's lots of fun, it's exciting, and I have to get used to getting up really early in the morning.
You don't like that.
I don't like that, you're right.
You don't like the sound of it.
It's going to be very, very early. It's going to be really dark when I get up in the morning.
And me and Cormac and Mammy will be still fast asleep.
You will be still fast asleep. I'm going to try and not wake you up when I get up, okay?
But what if you do?
I don't know. What if I do? What will you do? Go back to sleep?
Say, Daddy.
And will you give out to me if I wake you up?
No.
Oh, good.
Will you miss your old job?
Will I miss my old job? I will. I loved my old job, and I'll miss some of my friends in my old job, but I'm going to still keep in touch with them.
Why do you like being on the radio?
I like to talk to people. I like to have a bit of fun, give them all the information they need to start today, and loads of great music so they can dance around their kitchen or they can sing along in their car. What do you think?
Does that mean you won't be with us for breakfast?
Kind of, because all you'll have to do is just turn on the radio in the kitchen or get Alexa to play Midlands 103 and I'll be with you while you're eating your brekkie. How's that?
Singing and dancing.
Will you be singing and dancing?
I know you will be.
I probably will be singing and dancing. Do I do a lot of singing and dancing?
Yes.
What do I sing and dance
to? You sometimes do this. Do, 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 do. That's the chicken dance. Bawk, bawk.
I sometimes do the chicken dance.
Yes.
Don't tell everybody I do the chicken dance.
Sometimes Daddy does the chicken dance, guys.
No, she didn't mean that. What she meant was sometimes I behave like an adult. Isn't that right?
No, it's the chicken dance. Don't fight that goosey gander. What songs will you play?
What songs will I play?
Yeah.
I'll play great songs. Songs that you love to sing along to all the time. What songs do you think I should play?
Poppin' Bubbles, we listen to that in school.
Poppin' Bubbles? Yeah. What way does that go?
It goes like pop, poppin' bubbles. Try and say a goosey gander. Best of luck in your new job, Daddy.
Ah, thank you, sweetheart. That was lovely. So we've seen Ed Sheeran and Dua Lipa in court recently defending themselves against allegations of plagiarism, i.e. they stole the music from some of their biggest hits. Now, I think one of Ireland's beloved musicians could be in the docks very, very soon. So let me tell you, years ago in our family car, our parents picked the music. So we had to listen to what they had on, you know? But nowadays, the kids pick the music. And we have a CD in my car called Nursery Rhymes, okay? And one of them was stuck in my head for the day last week. Except I was singing another song along with it, right? And I actually found myself singing The Knock Song by Christy Moore. No word of a lie, The Knock Song by Christy Moore. You know the one, don't you? Here it is.
Off from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, there's never been a miracle like the airport up in Knock.
And then it occurred to me that Christy Moore has sampled Incy Wincy Spider for that song. I kid you not. Incy Wincy Spider. Here's Incy Wincy Spider right here, okay? Okay. Now let's play the start of The Knock Song by Christy Moore and put Incy over it. Here we go.
At the early edge of 20 yet, my mother sent me west. Get up, says she, and get a job, says I, I'll do my best. I pulled on me Wellingtons to march to Kilchimock. I took a wrong turn in Charlestown and ended up in Knock.
Now what do you think? Is it clean cut or am I just bat crazy? Or maybe a little bit of both. So, will we be seeing Christy Moore in court with Incy Wincy Spider very soon? Now, that's something I'd love to see.
Order! Case number 11487, Itsy Bitsy Spider versus Christy Moore.
Oh, yeah, Your Honour. She's a bumpy old road from Nace this morning, I tell you that much, huh?
You ripped me off, Christy Moore!
Calm down.
Order!
Calm down.
Order!
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Ellen, you always keep us up to date with the latest and breaking news. I think that's fair to say, isn't it?
Well, that's why I'm here, I guess.
Yes, exactly. You're brilliant at your job. Absolutely brilliant. There's just a couple of things you missed on the news today. Do you mind if I continue
on
doing
ahead.
News?
Okay, yeah, appreciate
right.
it.
Let's
Go
do
ahead.
It, okay. It has been reported that 25% of people do this at work to relax. What is it? Any ideas?
Watch Netflix.
Do you watch Netflix?
No.
In work?
Never.
Of course you would.
Of course I wouldn't.
It'd be research anyways, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
25% of people take off their shoes at work.
I know a few people who actually do that.
Okay, yeah. Right, yeah. Okay. No, I can't.
You don't?
No, I don't. Do you know what? I like to take off my shoes on an aeroplane.
Oh,
for
no.
For some bizarre reason. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
worse.
How's it worse?
Because we're all breathing in your feet. Smelly feet smell then. The air is circulating.
Excuse me, Ellen. My feet are extremely clean. Hold on, look, I'll show you. Look, can you see?
Stay away from me.
Can you see? Look, look.
Stay away.
No, there you go.
I'm going to barricade myself into the studio. Keep those things away from me.
Don't point them feet at me.
Apologies for that awful accusation.
Yeah, okay. Well, I accept your apology.
I kind of get that, though. You want to kind of be comfortable or...
Yeah.
Kick off the
yeah.
shoes, you know, when
yeah.
you're sitting back and relaxed.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's the feel of the carpet under your feet on an airplane. So I don't know. Let me see. Okay, what else do we have? 94% of people say they would not be prepared to do this if a partner asked them. What is it?
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Give it to me.
To ditch a beloved pet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's... Like,
that's awful.
Imagine meeting somebody and they go, yeah, I'll live with you, but you're going to have to get rid of the dog. Like.
No, that's a straight no.
Yeah, no. I would... Yeah, I'd be worried about somebody who says it and I'd be worried about somebody who complies with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
both.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to put up with that.
No,
that's just
definitely
a no.
not. Definitely
and then
not.
You need to take a long, hard look in the mirror.
Absolutely.
If you comply with it.
Big time. Yeah,
yeah,
big time. Big time.
It would be awkward, though, if you, like... It's like that thing where imagine you fell in love with someone and then you saw... How they make tea.
Oh,
and it's as weak.
Yeah. Yeah.
As anything.
Yeah.
Like you just have to say, look, thanks very much. Goodbye. You know?
Reasons for divorce? Tea. Grant, you'll get everything. Absolutely everything. And they'll get nothing. Simple as.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why first date, get them to make you a cup of tea.
A cup of tea, yeah.
And
yeah.
find out if they've any allergies, their feelings with pets, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah and important. Burn a sod of turf together, you know. Sit down in front of the fire, try on a sod of turf and see how it goes, you know. Speaking of of relationships, doing their fair share of cleaning, being affectionate and being caring are some of the top qualities displayed by today's modern man. Would you agree with that, Ellen?
I'd like to think so.
Okay.
Depends
yeah.
on the man.
Right, okay. Fair enough.
Why, what do you think?
Yeah, look, there's no problem doing your fair share of cleaning, being affectionate and being caring. Yeah, that's... I agree with that. I'm not on the lookout for a man, but I would agree with that. You know what I mean?
If you went into the matchmaking business, that's what you'd be looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you
I
would.
Think that's the minimum, to
yeah.
be fair now.
Mm, that's
you deserve
minimum
that.
Standard.
And likewise. Right. Likewise yeah. for the men out there.
True indeed. What else we have? Brad Pitt has become the latest Hollywood A-lister to ditch his trousers at a premiere event. No.
I actually heard that one.
Yeah. He's 58 years of age, is Brad, but he still looks younger than I do, you know.
He does look very well.
Yeah. Yeah. He wore a brown cardigan with matching knee-length skirt as he arrived to the Berlin premiere of his upcoming film, Bullet Train. A brown cardigan and matching knee-length skirt.
He's like some sort of, I don't want to be offensive to anyone, yeah. but... It's an owl one.
An owl one.
Gonna end the shops.
Like, if I did that in here, to be like an intervention.
We'd have to sit you down.
It would be, yeah. It'd be like, Peter, we're going to have to talk about this again, you know.
Because to be fair, I am a Harry Styles fan. And I know he's following in Harry Styles' footsteps with
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
But like, A bit of class, a bit of style, Brad, come on.
Yeah, I mean, Harry gets away with like a blouse and pearl necklace or something
like that. Yeah, he can get away with anything, basically, you know.
It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. Again, if I'm walking down Patrick Street and somebody sees me like that, they're not going to let me away with it. You know what I mean?
No.
No, no. He shows up at a premiere event and he gets headlines for it.
Talk about double standards, you
know. I know. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I wanted to play you a clip of a man who probably couldn't even pick out Ireland on a map. But when you hear him, it will absolutely blow your mind. His name is Kalal, and he's a hardworking man from South Lebanon. And he was interviewed on TV recently. But what I want you to do is just have a listen to his accent. It's incredible. You would swear he was from Ballymore.
And tell me about the Irish and how
the Irish are great. They're protecting my family.
Yeah.
And I'm working with them now since about 32 years now.
I can hear it in your voice and your accent.
I sure will. Would you get it anyways?
And tell me, who do you prefer of all the Irish people? Do you have a particular, you know, county that you like, Cork or Dublin?
I like the Athlone most, the Athlone and Donegal people.
And what is that?
Because I spent my life with them.
And how did you end up with them as opposed to Cork?
In C Company. In Barashit, not in this camp.
And what are they like?
They're great. Where would you get it, sir?
Ah, that is absolutely amazing. It's a big shout to the Athlone boys. What an accent. What an accent. And I love it when he says this.
Because I spent my life with them.
Now, there's a man who could play corner forward in a Junior B football match on a cold Sunday morning.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Good morning. Big hello to Shawnee and the Big Lurry, by the way. Shawnee's an early riser and he's seen his first swallow of the year yesterday. Nice one, Shawnee. Ray wants to wish Mark the best of luck. It's his second day in work this week. Ray wants to emphasise in work, okay? So come here, I did the lotto the other day. And I don't normally do the lotto, but I was waiting in the at the line and the till. And I seen a sign for it. And I said, ah, sure, go on. I'll go for it. €6 quick pick. Be grand. So I thought no more of it. And I went to get diesel last night. And I seen one of the little scanners. Do you know the little scanners at the checkout where you can check your ticket? And it reminded me, oh yeah, I did the lotto. I must check it. So took the ticket out of the wallet, scanned it. Do you know what came up? Do you know what came up in it? Please contact the National Lottery headquarters. Ho ho! So, the rest was a blur, to say the least. Paid for the diesel, went home, and I was thinking, God, it has to be big money, you know what I mean? What could I do? I could get a new car. I could get a new house. I could be a millionaire. Here I am driving a 10-year-old car. I could be a millionaire. Got home, took the ticket out again, and checked the lotto numbers on my phone. You'll never guess what I won. €4. €4. There I was thinking, oh, sure, look, I can retire. I can get a villa in Spain. You know, I'll spend the rest of my life by the beach. €4. Now, that's what I won. What annoys me more is that it'll cost me €4 in diesel to go back to the petrol station to claim my winnings.
Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Did you know this? That you will spend 11 hours this year doing what? Do you know the answer? It's waiting on hold. Now, there you go. Did you know that? You're going to spend 11 hours this year on hold, on the phone, on hold. Or which, if you're with like a certain broadband provider, that increases to about 300 hours, but I'm going to say nothing. But it got me thinking, okay? Have you ever been on hold listening to the music and you thought, that music is a little bit inappropriate, isn't it? Do you ever think that?
Hello, is that the A&E?
Yeah.
I think it broke me leg.
Please hold the line.
Okay.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Hi, is that Happy Ever After?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'd like to talk to one of your marriage counsellors, please.
Can you hold?
Yep, no problem. Hello, is that the local antenatal class?
Yes.
Could I make an appointment?
Hold, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Push it. Push it real good. Push it. Push it good. Push it.
Cameron.
Peter.
Do you want nice for the weekend?
Myself and my girlfriend made it our mission to visit the new Lego store on Grafton Street.
Oh, yeah. Nice one.
It was a failed mission.
No way.
I will add, the queues were mental.
I seen that.
And I'm not much of a waiter. Not good at it. So I saw the queue. There must have been 70 or 80 people. And I was like, Now, to compensate, we said we'd also go shopping in case we didn't make it into the Lego store. So we did have a backup plan.
Fair enough.
On hand. So we did that. But we were actually the victims of a cruel and unusual prank at the weekend.
How?
So we were coming back from shopping, and where the new Surgeons College is being built next to Stephen's Green.
Oh yeah.
We were walking back from there and having a nice conversation about our lives and how great life is when a man in a bush, no sorry, a man dressed as a bush reached out next to us and went, "Bah." His arms were so close to my shoulder that I was very close to screaming. And the two of us in shock went, "Oh my God." Oh, gasp. And there was three women behind us, and they seemed to be even more afraid. They all three screamed very loudly. Now, the worst part about this prank, Peter, is out of the corner of my eye, I saw a young man recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a video of me being very frightened in Dublin on Saturday.
By a giant bush.
By a giant bush.
By a giant bush.
Giant bush, man in a giant bush. I hate you.
His name is Nick Zarr, by the way.
Okay, well, yeah. Nick, we have beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, you've just made a very powerless enemy.
How dare you? Peter, how do you know this man's name?
He's on TikTok. He's huge on TikTok. He went viral on a few occasions. One of the occasions he went viral was when he caught out two members of An Garda Síochána outside St. Stephen's Green. And one of the guards was pretty quick to react because he had his hand cocked back ready to, you know what.
Well, let's just say, Peter, I think that's a valid reaction. But
Absolutely. If a bush comes running for you, what do you do? I mean,
that's
nowhere
exactly
in your
it.
Brain goes, hold on for a second. If a bush comes to attack me, what do I do? You know what I mean?
Now, the worst part is, okay, he doesn't stand with the rest of the bushes. He stands next to like a solid grey wall. So if anybody was in any way aware of what was going on, they'd probably catch him.
Mm.
But because you're in Dublin and there's weird stuff going on all the time in that county, you just don't expect these sort of things.
Yeah. And he looks more like ivy.
He does,
you know,
no,
that
no,
kind
it,
of colour.
It looks like it could be growing up the wall.
Exactly.
Now, again, it's a new wall because it's a construction wall for a new college.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, common sense would think, you know, okay, maybe there's something fishy going on. But, you know, nobody suspects it, including me. Now, Peter, I have a theory that you had something to do with this.
No, not a bit.
Because
a bit.
You seem to pull up his information very quick. I feel like you had that on hand.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a couple of WhatsApp texts going on between you and him.
Myself and Nick.
Yeah, you
Nick,
know,
there's
like,
a young fella knocking around Dublin there from the Midlands.
You can't miss him. He's got a big leash head in him.
A big leash head.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what baffles me the most?
Go on.
He's a bush. He's like dressed up as a bush. One of the weirdest things you can see in Dublin is vegetation. You know what I mean?
Well,
if he was dressed up as like a pillar or something, you know what I mean?
But you see, that's the beauty of it. St. Stephen's Green is right across the road. There's plenty of bushes in there.
Does he only operates around St. Stephen's Green, does he?
Well, from my individual experience with the man, it was at St. Stephen's Green.
Oh my goodness.
But there's something so unthreatening about a bush.
Yeah,
that you don't expect. Well, even though, you know, somebody could very easily hide in a bush, as apparent by Nick. There's something, I see a bush and I don't think anything's going to happen. But now, every time I see a bush, my fist is back.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to be
ready
scared
to
again.
Yeah. I tell you, I'd be more afraid if I was Nick, because if you were a bush in Dublin city centre, then you'd probably be torn down and they'll build a hotel on top of you or something like that. So,
or somebody could urinate on you.
Exactly. One of the videos actually was he frightened a man walking a dog and the dog got a big fright. So I'd say he's just happy the dog didn't cock his leg afterwards.
You know? That's probably why he picked him.
Mark his territory.
Yeah, because, you know, if he didn't scare the man, the dog's leg would have been cocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just tactical thinking.
Absolutely. Cameron, I tell you what, be careful out there. Be wary of any bushes. I don't think there's any pranksters jumping out of bushes in Port Arlington, is there?
Well, there might be now.
There might be. But, well, your best place to be aware. Now, there you go.
I'm
terrified.
You'll
not be caught out again.
I'm living in a life of fear of all bushes.
Well, I can't wait to see you go viral. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
I'm keeping an eye on that page. Peter, and listeners, you will be the first to know.
Peter, I meant for radio, not TV.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. And two Meath GA teams were left stunned after a robotic lawnmower sprang into action and invaded the pitch mid-game. The Moynalley and Blackhall Gales game had to be halted after the mower sped across the grass. So the mower was chased down by two spectators who turned off the machine and the game resumed. You can imagine next week when the teams are being named, you know. Paul Maguire, full forward. Jimmy O'Toole, centre forward. And that robotic mower, half back, because he moves more than Tommy Daly. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. So, as I was saying to you there a few minutes ago, you know, lads, you're in the mood. Ladies, you're not in the mood. What do you do? Well, a husband has bought a you-know-what kind of doll, you know, for when she's not in the mood and he is. But see, the thing about the doll was, the doll had to be made to look like herself. You know, that was one of the rules. So Shara Gray, who's 23, and her partner Callum, 28, have mismatched sex drives, something that's not uncommon between many couples. So to take the pressure off and cater to Callum's high libido, the pair introduced the lookalike doll, which they've nicknamed Dee. It's wearing the same dress as her, it has the same hair as her, the same shocked expression as her. I tell you, I'm going to put this up. If you want to have a look at this, I'm going to put it up on our Instagram and Facebook stories in a sec, okay? Have a look for yourself and see what you think. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. I wonder, does it come with one of those, do you know the way dolls have like little voice boxes that, you know, you press their belly and they talk and all that kind of stuff? I wonder, does this have something similar, you know, only with her voice instead of somebody else's voice, you know? Like, if the doll has to look like her, surely it has to sound like her as well, you know? You can imagine, right? There he is, sticking on his Barry White music, you know what I mean? And he's getting ready, you know what I mean? You know where it goes from there, you know? And next of all, the voice box comes into play, you know what I mean?
Did you put the bin out?
Did I put the bin out? I can't remember, right? It's okay, don't worry about it.
Did you lock the front door?
Yeah, I locked the front door, yeah, it's grand.
I forgot to take the washing off the line.
You forgot to take the washing off the line? Oh, for goodness sake. Right, well, that's it. Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Leah Hart, Mood, Midlands 103. Peter with you. 083 3010 103, text or WhatsApp. If you have a little one starting school this morning, going back to school this morning, let us know. Let's put them on the roll for On Show. We'll do it very, very soon. You have about 15 minutes or so to get them names into me for today. Okay, loads of them in there. We need more. Now, an Irish woman has been crowned World Axe Throwing Champion. Do you hear this? She's from Sligo. Her name is Keola McGowan, and she won the women's title in Canada on Sunday. Now, she was introduced to axe throwing by a friend while at college, and she told BBC News that her target had been to win the title by the age of 35. She won it at 31. Now, that's amazing. Can you imagine your other half being an axe throwing champion? Will you put your dishes in the dishwasher? Yeah, I will now in a sec, yeah. Yeah, okay, no. If she tells you to clean up after yourself, you clean up after yourself. It's as simple as that.